News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.
Joining us now on the line is the chairman of the Climate Change Advisory Council, John Fitzgerald, to try and make a bit more sense of all this. John, in terms of, the Taoiseach's confirmation that they will address the carbon tax issue in this year's budget, something they didn't do in budget 2019 back in October. Do you welcome that confirmation?
Oh, I do. I think the commitment from him and from the Minister for Climate that they're going to do this is very welcome.
The idea then of, let's talk about the level of cost as well. €100 by 2030 per tonne. Most people that doesn't mean anything to, but we've been given some examples of what it might mean for fuel. Is that what you think it might be? Because I've seen some suggesting that it could be up to about 1500 a tonne is what it might need to be.
No, I think you'd be looking at somewhere of that order. So that you'd be looking at maybe doubling it in 2020, which would add maybe 5 cents onto a litre of petrol. Remember, petrol has come down by more than 10 cents since the budget actually took place. So the increase in petrol would not be huge initially. Obviously, it would ramp up over time. And similarly, in other fuels, it wouldn't affect electricity.
Yeah, and the idea then that this is about changing behaviour, is a rebate an important part of that?
Taoiseach seems to think so anyway. Well, I think what's important is to get people to accept the tax. And we pay tax to the government and the government spend it. This is making it transparent that you're actually getting something for the money as well as changing your behaviour. So that if you give back the money, in principle, on average, people will be no worse off as a result and the climate will be better off. That's what the government are aiming for. The complicated thing about it is, depending on how you give back the money, some people will benefit and others will not. And that's where 30 years ago, the ESRI looked at using a third of the revenue on welfare payments, because people on welfare tend to spend a higher share of their income on heating. So that's one way of doing it. And an alternative which the Taoiseach has raised is giving it back in a cheque to households or individuals. Now, for example, if you gave back a cheque to everybody in the country and you doubled carbon tax, you'd be giving a cheque of €40 once a year to everybody in the country, every man, woman and child. For rich households, they wouldn't notice it, whereas poor households, it mightn't be enough to compensate. So there are pluses and minuses to different schemes, and it's for the office and the government to decide what people would find most acceptable.
There is as well a huge cost, I assume, associated with any rebate scheme compared to a tax that's just introduced that goes straight into the exchequer pool, isn't there?
There'd be no cost if you give it back in terms of increased welfare payments and lower PRSI or lower income tax. That wouldn't oppose a minister.
But if you were to do that, the cut a cheque example, that would...
That would be a lot of the revenue, or a significant part of the revenue would go in actually setting up a new scheme to pay. And then there'd be people who mightn't get paid. For example, the homeless, although they may have spent much on carbon tax, but leaving them out. If you pay, do you pay it to children? Do you not? Do you pay it to households? It's complicated. There would be an expense in setting up a new payment to households.
I have to ask before I let you go as well. We've been talking a lot about, I suppose, about people's homes and fuel and heating and people commuting as well getting in touch. Some of those getting in touch saying, look, I'm not paying any extra on my diesel unless the government is serious about tackling the big carbon emitters in this country, and that's the agricultural industry, some of them giving that example. Are they right?
A carbon tax is only the beginning. We have to do an awful lot of other things, and that we need to agriculture is a very significant emitter, and there are easy wins in agriculture. We need to do the lot, not just carbon tax. But if we don't do the carbon tax, doing the other things becomes much more difficult.
All right, John Fitzgerald, Chairman of the Climate Change Advisory Council. John, as always, thanks a million for speaking to us.